Hello and welcome to the iCounty Duo podcast. I'm your host, Naomi Williams. This podcast is brought to you by iCounty World, makers of beautifully British pushchairs for parents across the globe. Hi, and welcome to the iCounty Duo podcast. This week, we are changing things up. Whilst we usually chat with celebrity parents or experts on pre and postnatal matters, this week our podcast is taking a temporary new direction. This is an exciting time for iCandy as we launch the new iCandy Orange. And we have taken things one step further for this launch. Instead of us, iCandy, telling you about our exciting new pish chair, we enlisted seven real families across the UK to test it out and tell you themselves what they really thought about it. In today's podcast, we're taking you behind the scenes on the new campaign and letting you hear from the families together for the first time on how they are getting on and what they thought of being involved in such an extraordinary campaign during these challenging times. In part one, we sit down with Mum Desiree, who fills us in on raising her son with the help from her mother, chat to Croydon-based family Lorraine and Anthony about the balancing acts of raising three children under three whilst working from home, and Robin from Shrewsbury, who joins the call to talk about life with her new twin boys. But let's jump straight in and catch up with Summer, who is navigating life in North London with triplets, and Jennifer, first-time mum based in rural Scotland, getting to grips with parenthood in lockdown. Jennifer, as this is your first bebe, and you're saying, you're like, you're 9 weeks in. Like,
yes.
How are you finding that whole, the transition, I guess, with that?
I don't know. I think it's a really strange time to, like, think about that, because obviously lockdown, everything's totally changed. I've never done it before. I don't know what it's meant to be like. But I think one of the hardest parts is the fact that I am no longer just, like, a nurse or a girlfriend. I'm now a mum. And I think it's really bizarre, because when I look in the mirror, I look totally different. Emotionally, I feel totally different. But then you kind of put all that to one side when you've got this tiny little human just to look after. It's the best feeling and the weirdest feeling all at once, I think. But we're getting there, slowly but surely, because I think one of the benefits of lockdown is the fact that we can't have people coming in and out. So it's been really nice just to spend time as a family, just the three of us, and just working it out by ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, although it'd be nice to have someone to come in every so often and let us have a hot cup of tea, but yeah.
Absolutely. And Summer, I mean, you've got your older daughter, but then you kind of, like you were just saying, you've gone from having, you know, you're still talking about your flat, I suppose, and in comparison, you've gone from a lovely two-bed flat, brilliant for three people, and then overnight, you've doubled your numbers. I mean, how have you found that transition?
Wow. Yeah, it's been crazy. And also I didn't feel able kind of mentally to prepare as well, because there was so much risk involved with having the triplets, because they weren't very well and they shared a placenta. So that means there's some risk involved with TTTS. And we did actually develop TTTS. And I think they say, I don't want to quote wrong numbers, but maybe 15% or a small percent of people that carry identical triplets have this. And I was thinking, oh, please don't let us get this, because it's a life threatening thing. And we got it. And so we had to have like laser surgery in pregnancy. Oh. And I just didn't feel able to really prepare, because I just imagined that it was all going to go wrong. So I suppose some people would go, right, we're pregnant with triplets, let's move. And I just didn't make any changes, really. I mean, I bought a cot. Well, I've got a cot. but I didn't really do any big changes. So yeah, it's been fun. It's amazing. It's beautiful to have them. And we're just kind of cracking on with it, really. I think I imagined that having triplets would be a lot harder. And I think because I read all these kind of horror stories and things like that about how difficult it was, and no one ever slept and they were delirious and all of these things, that I kind of have got myself prepared for like the hardest journey. And it's hard, but I imagine, you know, it would be harder.
Fantastic. I think that's always kind of a wonderful thing. Lower your expectations right now.
Yeah.
And then anything beyond that is going to be great. Because obviously you guys are part of our incredible kind of new campaign that we're doing, which is our sort of eye candy families. That's how we kind of refer to you, by the way, internally. You're our eye candy families. And it's quite a brave, bold move for us because, you know, typically how we would normally do it, you get models or, you know, that kind of thing to really kind of portray how we see that pushchair being used in day-to-day life. So, you know, we've got 7 families, which is 9 babies, all kind of like putting the orange through its paces and putting it into, you know, your real day-to-day lives, you know, from a 9-week-old to having 3 9-month-old babies putting it through the paces. Jennifer, obviously this is your kind of first, you know, foray into parenting.
Yes.
If you can say that. How have you found the orange pushchair in, you know, in fitting into your lives and everything?
Oh, it's been amazing. I think because we both have very busy jobs as well, and especially, I know I keep mentioning it, because through the pandemic, we worked like pretty much the whole thing, both of us, because we're both in emergency services. So we didn't really have much time to think about the baby stuff. And even that, before I knew it, I was 9 months pregnant and the baby was coming soon. But the good thing about the orange is that literally as a first-time mum, it takes away all the worry of everything. It's everything's in the box. We were actually quite surprised how much you got in the box. You even got a changing bag, which we thought was great. Just the little things that we didn't really think about needing. But yeah, the pram's been amazing, especially up here. We've literally, in a week, we've had rain, snow, hail, sun, everything all in 1 week. And the pram's been amazing. And Ollie, when we take him out in it, he just doesn't wake up at all. No matter what we're going through, my boyfriend said that the tyres look like car tyres, and they really do, because just every terrain that we've taken it through, because I'm just trying to get out every day and taking Ollie out in the pram, he's just loving it as well. Oh, it's been great. I've really enjoyed having it. It's really worked. We kind of wanted a pram that just kind of slipped into our lives quite easily, something that we weren't going to have to worry about or think too much about. And it's so easy, especially for me, because I had a bit of trouble and I was quite sore after I'd given birth. So even just folding it up and down, just being able to chuck it in the car and go wherever we wanted to, has been really good.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Summer, obviously with your triplets, you've got it in twin mode and you also have it in single mode. So you've got quite a bit of kit with you. how have you found that, and how have you found the orange with that setup?
Oh, it's been brilliant. I think first of all, obviously you've got the twin, and there's not a huge amount of weight difference with the single. So when we go out, and we go out as a family, so you know, Daddy carries pushes one, I push the other. We don't argue over who's getting the single. We're quite happy to have either. So they're both easy to manoeuvre. They're both you know, still lightweight, and you get up and down curbs no problem. So that's something I was worried about with a twin. Or even, you know, a triple, that they're going to be too weighty, too heavy, but it's not, it's really smooth to move about.
And back to Jennifer, so tell us something that you didn't know about the orange until it arrived.
One thing that we didn't know was the actual height adjustment that it's got. I know prams kind of come at different heights, but my boyfriend's 6'2" and my mother-in-law is 5'1". Right. So it's very good, the fact that it completely changes heights, just so it means that anyone can push it, which is really helpful. And the basket underneath is massive, like huge. We have walked down to the shop several times and come back with now a lot of bottles of wine, probably too many bottles of wine. We've had all our shopping and that in it, and it's been great. Like, and another thing that I actually found really useful, which I never even thought before that I'd be thinking about, was the top of the basket actually just pops off. And see, for changing Ollie, because he's still so tiny, just changing him really quickly when we're out, it's really easy. And it's really comfortable to do as well, just in the basket, because it's so high. It saves you, like, because my boyfriend's got quite a bad back. Being a policeman, he's always got on, like, body armour and loads of other different paraphernalia that they've got to carry about. And he's got a bad back. So actually, for him, not having to lean down too far into the pram is a surprising thing we never thought we'd actually have to think about, but it's made it a lot easier for us.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, because I never... I'm the proud parent of none. So, do you know what I mean? My knowledge and experience of babies is
a bit
limited.
There's so many things that you don't think about until you're... I've realised this. They don't tell you much about parenthood until you're actually there. And you have to learn on the job.
Absolutely.
But, just these wee things that you just don't think about.
That's why I always find these conversations, you know, even from doing the podcast, is that actually having like proper kind of undisclosed conversations with people. You know, it's the good and the bad, you know, but it's these little touch points of going, oh, actually, you know, what's pretty nifty is the carry cot comes up quite high. You can change them in there. By the way, just so you're
the
okay.
top just literally pops off. So it's so easy just to pop it back on again. Little things like that make the world a difference. Just anything that makes your life easier. I've realised I will do anything that makes your life easier.
Well, I hadn't even known that. So thank you for that tip. I'll be using that one. Yeah.
Just sort of user tips. Oh, brilliant stuff. And, and for you, Summer, as well. I mean, again, I suppose your eldest daughter is quite a bit older. Forgive me, I can't remember her age.
She's seven.
So, you know, you've gone through quite a different process, you know, 7 years ago when she was a baby and how you did things. I mean, again, is there anything that the orange, I guess, that has given you with this experience? I mean, it's a bit different, unless she was a real handful when she was a baby, I don't know. But compared to like having the triplets now, that you found that the orange has really kind of surprised you with, that you weren't expecting.
So we had the peach actually with Viola, and we loved that. We really did like the peach. But with the orange, I'm loving the twin modes and all the different configurations on that, because whilst the boys, obviously they're the same age and they look the same, but they're obviously different. So you've got Otis, who's kind of a little bit more kind of advanced, I'd say. So I imagine that he wants to be kind of world facing a bit earlier than say Prince, who's our youngest. Well, yeah, he was born last, but yeah, our youngest, but he's very much the baby. So, and I really want to keep them in the carry cot in the bassinet for as long as possible. And I think the size of the bassinet is fantastic. And I haven't actually looked at the dimensions, but I find it seems to be a lot bigger than the peach one. And they've got so much room in there. And I can imagine that they're my last babies. I want to keep them as babied as possible. And I think the carry cot is perfect. There's so much room, and it's lovely and plush inside as well, which I think is different from our last brand. So you know, like your favorite cushion on your bed, it's all really soft. So I imagine that they're really comfy when they're in it, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're really cozy in there, aren't they?
Yeah, so comfy.
Ollie absolutely loves it. It settles him so quickly, he sleeps in it as well sometimes, which is really good. Which actually attracted me to it as well, because it's sleep safe. So it means that if he comes back in from his walk, I've got no problems with just leaving him in that. Obviously, you don't ever want to wake a sleeping baby, but just leaving him in that and just letting him settle, and you know that he's safe.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, because definitely with the carry cot, with lots of overtime and lots of modifications and things like that, because it's actually based on consumer feedback. So the same from you guys. So to make it sort of bigger, deeper, but also because we find that babies are just generally getting bigger at a younger age. So, all these really beautifully well looked after fed babies that need to be kind of accommodated. And I think you're right.
Ollie was 57 centimetres when he was born, so he's quite a long baby. So, and he's fitting in it perfectly.
So definitely takes after your partner then.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely on the height side. So it's lovely that you're being able to kind of able to keep them in there and make sure they kind of sleep overnight and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, how have you both found kind of doing this campaign with us? How have you found it? Do you think it's been added a different dynamic to kind of these early stages, or have you enjoyed it? Or, you know, how have you both felt throughout the whole process?
So this is the first time I've done any campaign like this at all. So I think it's been a little bit nerve-wracking, making sure that we've kind of given you, you know, enough and what you've wanted. But we've really, you know, we've really enjoyed it, and to be able to test the oranges, it's been incredible.
Yeah, we're absolutely the same. I've never done anything like this before. I'm not going to lie. I was 8.5 months pregnant, I think, when I applied for it. And when I look back on my video that you had to send in, you can see I've got like my wee chunky, really heavily pregnant face. And I just kind of, it was one night my boyfriend went to work, and I was just at that stage where I was so fed up being pregnant, and I thought, oh, do you know what, I'll just apply for it and see what happens. And I was so surprised when they picked us. And it's just been really fun, like seeing all the different ways that these campaigns come together. Like, I'd never put any thought process into it at all, to be honest. But it's been really good, and it's been really fun getting the pram actually, and recording, opening it up and building it, and, you know, just to spend a bit of time with my partner, just having a bit of a laugh. I think we literally just had him, and just to have a wee hour to ourselves, and just, it's probably silly as it sounds, just building up the pram and seeing this whole new other side of being a parent. It was quite good fun, and one of the big things actually listening to you has been quite good, because knowing that there's so many different adaptions to it, because when you get the booklet, there's just hundreds, it seems, of different ways that the pram could be used. So I think for, hopefully we will have another one sometime in the future, and it's quite good to know how easily it adapts as well.
And the buggy board looks great as well, the built-in buggy board.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a bit sad I don't have a three-year-old to jump on it. Why it's too big? But that is so cool. I really like that.
I actually hadn't realised it until a couple of times ago when we'd taken it out, and I thought, what is this part of the pram? And then when I looked at it, I realised that's what it was. That was a great feature. It's really good.
Well, I guess it should kind of shows that you've got to look at it in the way that you need to use it. You know, you've got a tiny baby in a carry cot, you're not thinking like, brilliant, got to ride on board. But when you do have another, you know, down the line, you don't have to think about it. It's already there. So you don't have to think about getting add-ons and all these other kind of different contraptions and stuff to kind of add on to it.
Honestly, it's great. It really is. It just seems as if it's got everything all built into one. As I said, it's a first time coolest mum. It's been great having everything there.
Oh, fantastic. And I guess actually for our listeners and also kind of for our viewers as well for this podcast, how does it feel meeting each other? Because I don't think you guys have actually kind of met.
It's lovely to meet you. Lovely to meet someone else who's in the campaign as well. I know when I've been emailing backwards and forwards, other families have been mentioned, but I've had no idea about your dynamics or anything. So it's been really nice to hear about your triplets as well.
I've been really interested. I was like, I wonder what everyone else is like. I wonder how many families and, you know, what their setup is. So it's really nice to meet
it's
you.
It's been lovely to meet you. Yeah. It's been nice to see someone else and put another face to the campaign as well.
Yeah, there's quite a few of you. So, you know, make sure you watch this afterwards when it goes live, because it's, we're doing kind of like little groups like this, and we've got, you know, real mix of various different families all across the UK. We've got, you know, parents that have the elusive three-year-old that can jump on the ride on board and have double configurations and stuff like that. So it's been really interesting for us as well to see it really being put through its paces. There's, you know, there wasn't kind of a, oh, let's not maybe do that sort of style of family dynamic just in case, you know, this, that, the other. It's like, nope, let's put it right out there and see how it puts to the test. Because also, I mean,
it was quite fun doing the pictures as well.
Oh, well, good.
Like, going out and having to take pictures of it. It was just something a bit different, wasn't it?
Because I mean, because also you guys live in really different areas from each other. I mean,
Some
of your North London, and Jennifer, you're just is it just outside of Glasgow?
Yeah.
So I mean, granted, we're in lockdown, so it's been a bit of a funny old time. But have you been able to have a good chance and fun outside with your family and with your pushchairs?
Well, I went out yesterday for a first time in ages, and it was like a proper day out, and we went to a supermarket. Oh. That's like a day out for me now. So we went out, so we packed the car, we packed the pram into the car, and then went around the supermarket for, you know, a couple of hours. It was a big one. And it was nice to be able to just go out and explore. And the basket for me is incredible as well. So even if I'm shopping on my own, so if I go out, I wear one in a sling, and then I push the double, and then underneath, obviously you've got so much space, so I can just kind of lean down with the baby in the sling, and it's kind of, it all works really, really well. But I haven't had the lovely days out like to the beach and things like that I've imagined, but hopefully that would be soon.
Yeah,
it's been really different, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been hard with the lockdown to put it into, put it for its
paces. I can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about yourself, Jennifer? Have you managed to go sort of cross country with yours yet?
I think everywhere just now feels cross country the way the snow's been up here. But no, not really. Just really out and about locally, and just the same as yourself, Summer. Our day out is going to the big supermarket close to us. That's pretty much as far as you can go. There isn't really much further you can go. But I can't wait to. We have a wee family holiday home over on the west coast of Scotland, so I'm really looking forward to taking the pram there and putting it through its paces.
Oh, fantastic. And just to finish off, ladies, I mean, what would you say if a parent came up to you and said, oh, that looks like a really lovely pushchair, what would you tell them about your experience with the iCandy Orange? If we go with Jennifer first-time mum.
As I've probably just, I'm like a broken record, probably repeating myself. As a first-time mum, it literally has everything that you need in it. You don't have to think about it at all. It's really easy to set up. One of the things that we actually liked as well was that when you're building up the, you don't need to store them separately. So it uses the same frame for the pushchair and the basket. So I think, especially if you're pushed for space, apparently babies that are found out come with a lot of stuff. So having something that you don't actually have to store a full carry cot, you can just swap the frame over. That's been really helpful for us as well, just as a storage thing. Again, something that we never really thought about. But the pram's great. It's really sturdy. And as a first-time mum, obviously, after you've given birth, you're not possibly at your finest. And being able to, I think some of you said this as well, it's really light, so lifting it in and out the car, there's no problems at all, and it's really easy to get up and down. It really works into your life really easily. It has in towers anyway.
Wait, and what about yourself?
I totally agree.
If you met another woman who's like, I'm about to have triplets, what's the help?
Well, I would definitely recommend it. I would definitely recommend doing the double and the sling as well. And obviously having the single pushchair if you've got one baby to go out with as well. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. But one of the most, I think, exciting things is what you've mentioned, Jennifer, about the frame. So the fact that you don't have to store the bassinet or the carry cot separately, that was a massive game changer for us. Because if I had to have the three bassinets like I have, say, with the Peach, and you have them all stacked up, that's a lot of space that's taken.
Yeah.
And I think all you've got is this little bit of material that you unfold, strap on, and then you can, you know, alternate between the two. That's a definite game changer. And I think when I first made the decision, so throughout, obviously, I've got the Violet, who's seven. I put so much thought into choosing that pram. My mum said to me, I take the joy out of all my decisions because I overthink, I analyse. I'm like, you know, can it do this? Can it do that? What if I make the wrong decision? What if I, you know, prefer something else later? And I have to say that I was so excited to kind of get the eye candy and use it. Again, I've never regretted our decision to get an eye candy. And I'm always telling everyone that we've loved it for the last 7 years. So we actually put the Peach into storage ready to use again because we loved it so much. So we I would say to anyone, I definitely recommend it.
Awesome. I think as well, is it the duopod that comes with it whenever you actually get into the pushchair part?
That's right,
so soft.
Yeah.
It's, oh yeah.
Honestly,
oh,
I wish they did an adult version of that. It feels so lovely. Yeah, and I can't wait to get him in that. He's going to be so cozy in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I promise you, almost on a monthly basis, go to our design team and go, come on, like, just make an adult. Come
just
on
make a big version for us.
Do you know what I mean? Try and kind
honestly,
of like,
it's so soft. I'm going to be so jealous whenever he gets into that.
I know, they always look so great. And the fact that it's like sort of zip in, zip out, like, so you can make it like a liner as well as a duopod. Again, it's that kind of thing of trying to make one thing do many things so you don't have lots of stuff in the house and you're having to either pack it as well. But yeah, I always always kind of look with slight envious eyes of going,
honestly, like when I brought it out and it was so soft, I'm going to be so jealous whenever he goes into that. But it's good to know as well because it does get so cold here and we can literally have four seasons in a day. So as you were saying, it's good that it can just step off and he's not going to get too hot or too cold. It's easy just to change it about for him.
Oh, fantastic.
Great,
amazing, ladies, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting to you both. I can't believe
thank you so much.
We're
for
actually
having
nearly
me.
Out of time, so before Zoom makes the decision, we're done. I just want to say thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, and can't wait for this to go live with the Orange campaign. And
I know it's exciting,
really exciting.
So I am Lorraine. I am based just outside of London, basically on the outskirts of London in Kent. I've got three children under the age of four. So my life is just all over the place. I'm quite a young mum, I think. I'm 26. So that's also trying to navigate life while trying to navigate my life as well. that's a little bit about me.
So my name's Desiree and I'm a solo mum to my son Isaiah. He's 1 year old. He just turned one in January at the end of Jan. And I'm based in Hornchurch in Essex. So that's me.
That's fantastic. Both of you have been putting our eye candy orange well and truly to the test over the last few weeks and kind of putting it through its paces and seeing how life is with your babies in tow, moving around lockdown and, you know, with the eye candy orange helping you along your way. How has everything been going? I know it's been kind of like a crazy time and like not the most usual circumstances.
Oh, sorry, hold on. Anthony wants to join.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Bring him in.
Hiya.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm just literally in between meetings and stuff, so I've just...
I know, fantastic. No, more the merrier. It's lovely to meet you. We were just having a little kind of like quick intro because, like I say, you guys actually haven't met any other of our Eye Candy Orange family. So it's kind of a lovely moment for you guys to meet Desiree, who's also been trialling out the Eye Candy Orange as part of our campaign with us. So it's just a nice kind of opportunity to get us all together. Can I just point out, Lorraine, your drink looks incredible. Is that like whipped cream on the top of your drink?
Made by me.
Is that your drink? Sorry, I just saw that fly. I'm like, I've got a glass of water. That's where I'm at. They're like, I just saw that.
I always have to have a hot chocolate in the morning. Yeah. I didn't get my chance this morning. So yeah, thank you.
My God, that's fantastic. But yeah, we were just going to start with like how you guys have been getting on and how have you been finding the Eye Candy Orange in the last kind of, you know, few weeks, you know, over the last kind of, I guess it's month now that you've been trialing it out. If we go with you guys with the lovely whipped cream drink, if you want to go first, Lorraine and Anthony.
I guess it's been pretty good. And it, because of our family dynamics, it kind of just works for us. So there's times, obviously, Anthony's stuck at home because he's working from home all the time. But so I'm mostly the one that's going in and out. And it's just nice if I need to take the baby out, I can take her out on her own. And the buggy fits for her needs. And if I've got the other two, I can fit them again and it fits their needs. Taking the older two to the park is really nice, because that's pretty much all we can do right now. And it's just good for when my oldest just can't bother to walk anymore. She can just jump on the buggy board. And it's just so convenient for literally for us. The shopping as well, being able to use the basket is huge.
Yeah, it's unexpectedly huge.
It's humongous.
It's like when you put one or two items, you're like, okay.
It's so boring. So it's good. Just loving that.
And the big one fits in the basket as well, so every now and again you will find her hiding in the big
basket.
Oh, that's brilliant. Actually, we just had on another call Jennifer Tate commenting on the size of the basket. She's kind of saying, you know, not gonna lie, we it can fit quite a fair few bottles of wine in there. I was like, like, that sounds like
Tesco knows me very well now.
Yeah. He's a trolley.
And what about yourself, Desiree? How have you been getting on with the orange?
Yeah, it's been really, really good. So obviously I have my own business, so I tend to have a lot of parcels. So just like Lorraine said, like literally that basket has been very, very useful, because the pusher that I had before, I was struggling. I used to have like two bags on my shoulder and like pushing the pusher as well. But now this is amazing. And obviously like driving and stuff, and when I'm going out to like Lakeside or somewhere, just like being able to like fold the pusher really easily. It's just so much easier. And like when I tend to like sleep when we're going out as well, he just seems so much more comfortable and warm. Another thing as well is that like I don't have to use his blanket anymore, just because of the kind of quilted cover. So literally he's just in that and he's like falling asleep, and I'm like, yes. So it's really, really nice. It's good.
Oh, fantastic. And just to stay with you, Desiree, as well, is there anything about the IOD orange that you weren't expecting to kind of come with it, or that you weren't expecting was going to be?
Probably three things. So the kind of quilted cover and the inside, like the side, like the really side, like the really nice basket, and also the changing bag. Like, I absolutely love the changing bag, and the fact that it kind of matches with the buggy, with the pushchair, is amazing. So yeah, it's really good.
Oh, fantastic. And what about yourself, Lorraine? With was there anything that kind of came with the orange, be it a functionality point or like something that came in the box itself that kind of really surprised you? That's been an absolute lifesaver.
I think the thing that I liked the most was, again, because it came during winter, I quite liked the fluffy...
Oh, the cult thing for...
So my middle daughter, she loves that. She literally would just sit in there.
She's
our princess, so she's like the queen of the castle. So literally she would just sit there and be like, take me there. I need to be over there. You just have to go. And again, like I said, the size of the basket really shocks me, because I'm so used to hearing like Buggy say, oh, you know, our basket's quite big. Again, because I've got so many kids, it's when I do go shopping, it's nice to be able to actually use that as my shopping basket, rather than having to get a trolley or a basket on top of having the other kids, on top of having the buggy. Mm-hmm. So being able to just throw everything in that bottom basket is just is perfect. So I was really shocked and pleasantly surprised by the size of it. So quite happy about that.
That's fantastic. I can see Desiree kind of nodding to that as well, because I wouldn't even have thought that you'd use it as a trolley as well. I think that's, I'm learning so many kind of like insider tricks with our pushchairs. I've never even thought of, you know, from various different people going,
oh, you use it as well to get the shopping into the house so that you don't have to, shopping trips are shorter because you just load everything into the buggy just wheel it into the house. So.
Fantastic. That's incredible. I mean, with Desiree, this is your first, isn't it? It's your first son.
My first child.
Yeah. So, I mean, how have you found that the transition of going from, you know, not having him to having him, and then obviously being in a lockdown, like you say, and you have your own company. How are you finding that?
Yeah. I would say it's been a big change. Obviously, before I was a fashion stylist, so I was always like up and down and really, really busy. And then when he came, obviously, I had him in January, and then I think we got into lockdown in March. So it was really, really tough because I was kind of looking forward to taking him to baby groups, you know, showing him off to like friends and family. And I think I just wasn't being able to do that. And I think that was like the hardest part. But I then had to, you know, think, what else can I do? Which, you know, Lorraine said earlier was like, you know, going for walks and stuff like that, because, you know, there's not much we can do entertaining him at home. So I think it's just been about being comfortable with the kind of situation we're in, even though it's really, really hard. So, yeah.
Yeah. Your mum's been quite an amazing support for you throughout this period.
Yeah, she has. She's amazing.
Yeah. I'd have to
Isaiah loves her more than he loves me.
You think that?
Literally, when I was leaving the room, he didn't cry. When my mum leaves the room, he's literally like tears out of his eyes. I'm like, I'm your mother. It's me.
I was like,
when I had
9 months.
When I had him, literally, like, she was right by my side, and the person I was with before was there too. But literally, as soon as he came out, like, obviously, I'm sure he would have seen my mum and been like, oh, that's her. So, yeah, he absolutely loves her.
Oh, that's fantastic. I have to say, because your mum does make a little bit of a brief appearance in some of the content that we've got coming up. And I just, I adore her too. She's absolutely, she sounds like such an amazing character. Even I love her. brilliant stuff. And I mean, what about with you guys, so Lorraine and Anthony? I mean, how have you found this whole period? And obviously you've kind of, you know, you're now outnumbered. You've got three kids versus the two parents. How's that been?
The numbers, they don't multiply well. Yeah, we are just so outnumbered. And I feel like, for me personally, because I'm actually working, and it's I feel like I work longer hours now, so I find it hard to turn my laptop off or during lunch. Like, I don't really take lunch breaks, so I'm literally sitting at the dinner table, either on my phone or my laptop semi-open, and it's like, and so yeah, and then obviously having the kids running around and they're full of energy constantly. I just look at Lorraine and I'm like, help.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. It's been wild. I think it's just been, I don't know, like it's an experience that no one's ever going to
experience
or again or understand if you're not in it. Because I feel like no matter what kind of parent you are, no matter what your load is, it literally has been such a difficult time. And sort of appreciating those little respites. As much as I love my kids,
yeah,
being able to send them away is like, is this amazing thing that I took for granted.
What's
before.
Funny, we send them away and we just end up tied up the house. And
so that's all we're doing
now. Therapeutic.
Yeah.
Just to be able to tidy up the house and turn around, the house is still tidy. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I'm sure, because it's, you know, we're all going through it. Hopefully, in the next few months, things will kind of go back to a kind of sense of normality again, which will be fantastic. Have you guys been able to kind of like really road test your pushchairs recently? So, you know, sort of mentioning, I mean, where can we go? But like sort of shops and parks and things, have you been able to kind of really get it out into some sort of muddy situations in the last few weeks?
Muddy is part. But that's not really. We wanted to go to the forest and stuff, which we're planning to go. But I feel like because I've been pulled into a lot of weekend work, so it's a case of Lorraine go, and I'm like, I don't really want to see her out with all three kids. So it's not kind of fair of her to take all three. So I've been kind of like, oh, we'll go. But this weekend, definitely planning on doing the forest. But in terms of the parks and stuff, which you've been going.
Yeah, parks and stuff is so easy. Like, I find, especially where roads aren't always
even,
thank you. Roads aren't always even. It's nice to be able to feel like I can still see they look comfortable and they don't seem fazed by the movement. And it's not even that much movement compared to our old buggy as well. So that's a bonus for us. Mm. And again, yeah, we do take little walks, which is what we can do right now. But I'm hoping that now everything's opening up again, we'll get more opportunities to explore more things, because that's kind of what we really like doing. We're not homebodies, so yeah.
Absolutely. And what about yourself, Desiree? Have you been able to kind of enjoy your orange out and about?
Yeah, I took Isaiah to the forest about 30 minutes away from us just a few days ago, and it was quite good. I think behind the bush there's like a little zip area, so I had Isaiah's little like sweet potatoes in there, and I was like giving it to him, passing it around the front. And I think something compared to my other pusher that I had that I really like about the eye candy orange is that you can turn them around so they can either face you or they can like face outside. And my other one didn't do that. So I really like that. Just so that he can like look outside, or if he's sleeping, like he can face me, which I obviously love. So yeah, it's really, really nice.
Oh no, that's lovely. I'd have to, yeah, to have that kind of parent facing or world face option. Like you say, it's nice that you can enjoy them, but when they start getting bored of you, you're like, fine, face the other way and you know, enjoy the rest of the world.
Face the other way.
Yeah,
fine.
Fantastic. And I mean, if you were going to kind of, if you were going to meet a parent or a soon to be pregnant friend of yours in the street and they said, God, what pusher should I get? You know, what would you advise is the best thing that I could get, or what are the best things I should look for in a pushchair? Yourself, Desiree, what would you say now, having used the orange, you would kind of go, these are good things to look for?
I would literally say, because I literally went from one that was using before and using this like now currently, I think this one has now made me realise that, you know, what it made me realise what I needed. So if I did have a parent or, you know, a friend that came to me, I would literally say is a really important thing to look for is a pushchair that has space, that has different compartments, that possibly has like accessories like the changing bag, because I think that's fantastic. And also the fact that you can change the pushchair back and forward. And then also the carry cot as well. Even though Isaiah is a bit older, I think it's fantastic, because for me now, if I do have kids in the future, I'm still going to keep that carry cot because I can then use it with my newborn. Do you know what I mean? So I was never thinking, oh my gosh, let me like just throw it away. There's no point, because if I have another child, that pushchair is there and I can continue to use it with other children. So it's really good. It's like long lasting. So yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And I guess that actually leads in perfectly. I mean, with you guys, because you've got it in sort of double configuration at the moment.
Yeah.
It kind of is demonstrating exactly what Desiree is saying. Yeah. It's showing that kind of the adaptability of it.
Said,
I mean,
yeah.
Same question. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, same question for you guys. You know, you've got a friend coming up to you in the street going, okay, this looks great, but, you know, what's the good thing that I should be looking for? Similar situation as you guys as well. Maybe having the second or third on the way.
My first thing I think I would say is think about how well it folds. Because again, if you've got so many kids, you need to have a buggy that's spatially aware. Yeah, so that's one thing that I would consider, especially with all these big buggies. Like, it can be quite difficult to find one that folds quite neatly or quite small, and complex. You can compact, yeah, you can squeeze it somewhere. So that would be one thing that I would say. With us as well, you want it to be quite light, because we do have like a lot of kids. You want it to be something that is easy to push. So have a test around and see if you can, you know, play with buggies, push them around and see what you like. This one is quite light, so I really appreciate that, because when I'm carrying my load up a hill, because we live up at the top of a hill. So yeah, it's brilliant, because I don't feel like I'm pushing a lot.
Yeah. For me, I would say, obviously, if I meet someone, I'll say, are you considering to expand your family? So that's the one thing about this buggy that I really appreciate, is when we had a buggy before, it was one kid. And once you have more than one kid, that was it. The buggy is basically useless to you. Whereas this one, it kind of, it grows with the family. So obviously we've got a newborn and then we've got 1.5. Oh, no, she's 2 now, sorry. She's 2. And it works for the both of them, as well as it working with our 3-year-old and 2-year-old, or 3-year-old and 1-year-old. So if we go out as a family with all 3 kids, we've got the buggy that basically accommodates everybody. Whereas other buggies, you might be able to squeeze 2 kids in, and then it's, if one kid slightly grows old enough out of the buggy, then you can't really use the buggy any of for that kid anymore. So then it comes back to a 1. Whereas this one has a on-board hoverboard, which you don't need to now buy accessories for as well. So that's something that I would tell someone to look up for in terms of what the buggy can give to you without you having to buy extras as well.
Yeah, the integrated ride on board is an absolute kind of win as well. Like you say, you're not having to kind of have to pack that with you, but also it doesn't kind of get in your way either, even when you're folding it, you know, or when you're walking, it's not kind of like under your feet sort of thing. And like, you know, what you were just saying, Desiree, like there might be parts of the orange that you're not kind of using at the moment, like you said, well, the carry cot, well, I could throw it away or keep it. It's a bit like with the ride on board, you know, down the line, you might be like, brilliant. You don't even have to think about it. There it is, you know. It's kind of packed and all there with you.
Another thing I just wanted to add on is that for me being a solo mum, I feel like when I'm going out, and obviously because it's just me, I find that when I'm folding, you know, the pushchair, because it's so light and easy, it makes it, the whole process easier, because when I've put Isaiah into the car seat, I'm kind of, with my old one, I always used to like kind of look around to see if like is someone around the car, but this one I'm literally being able to do that within 5 seconds, put into the car, close Isaiah in, get in and lock the car. Do you know what I mean? So it's really important to look for a pushchair that is just really quick to fold, basically. So,
oh my goodness. Yeah, that kind of pushchair confidence. I've had friends that I have to say didn't get an eye candy. They got different brands and they've kind of almost slightly semi rang me in tears going, I can't fold it. Like, what do I do? I can't get it in my car. People are looking at me, especially as a new parent. You don't want to look like you don't know what you're doing, like, which is such a stupid fallacy, but you're so conscious of getting everything right.
It's such a weird thing, isn't it?
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is kind of fail at the supermarket not being able to fold your pushchair. You're like, oh my god. But no, that's it's a really good point to make. It's really, really good point. And I'm glad that you feel confident in any car park, Desiree, with your pushchair ready to fold it. You know, like nothing's holding you back. That's brilliant. And just lastly, guys, because I can't believe we're nearly at the 30-minute mark. That's ridiculous. But how have you found this whole iCandy family campaign? And like, how have you found being part of it? Obviously, we're just about to go to launch and all the content roll out. But how have you found the whole experience? Would you do it again? Has it been fun in lockdown, I suppose, as well, to be able to share this sort of thing? Let's go with Lorraine and Anthony first. The madhouse.
I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying it because it's just, I feel like it's pushing me again to go out more. Because of lockdown right now, like, it can be very easy to kind of, like, stay in your shell and want to stay home. But because of this campaign, I'm kind of encouraged to look for more things, look for activities for us to do. Like Anthony said, because he's been working as well, like, so I've got literally a list of all the places that I want us to go to, even with the restrictions. So it's kind of encouraging us to be more explorative. Sorry, I make up words a lot. Be more explorative.
I'm always correct.
English is my first language. So. But yeah, so just being able to kind of look for things and being more creative with what I do with my kids.
Yeah. For me, I feel like I'm more reserved and quiet out of the two of us. So I feel like I just get dragged on. I get dragged to the rides, which I don't mind. And I feel like this, doing things like this, it, I don't know, if I feel empowered as a man doing this kind of stuff. And it's like, it's fun just to obviously see more what my wife do, what she enjoys doing. And yeah, it's been fun.
Oh, that's it's been really fun. Cool. And what about yourself, Desiree? How have you found the whole experience?
It's been really nice. It's been nice, like, getting to know the team as well and talking to everyone. And I think, like, taking photos of Isaiah, I feel like it's just like kind of like a journey, you know? I think it's been really, really nice. So, yeah.
Oh, no, excellent. And, well, you'll have all of this, you know, content and stuff to last you a lifetime afterwards, where you'll be able to keep it and kind of look back on it and go, oh, yeah, when you were a kid, we did this, you know, like that kind of thing, which it could be really, really lovely to share. But But yeah, yeah, we're literally just up against the clock on the 30-minute mark. But look, thank you so much, guys. I've really, really enjoyed having a chat with you. And it's been really lovely to have you on and share your experience. So thank you so much for joining us. Join us in part two to hear more from our new Eye Candy Orange families at the heart of this campaign. In the meantime, if you'd like to find out more about the new Eye Candy Orange, head to eyecandyworld.com or discover.eyecandyworld.com/readywhenyouare to take our fun online quiz and find out how the Eye Candy Orange can fit into your family's lifestyle. Eye Candy is a proud supporter of Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital charity. COVID-19 means the hospital is facing new challenges and needs more support than ever to continue the life-changing care and research for seriously ill children. If you are able to support GOSH, please head to our dedicated fundraising page on www.justgiving.com/company/eyecandy.